Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Dalet in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 845th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up with a new Mishnah, which describes four brothers who are married to four women who, and those four brothers, all of them died, and those four women fall to Yibum to other brothers. And what we're going to discuss is the priority of Yibum. If there are other brothers, who gets the first dibs for doing the mitzvah of Yibum? And the general rule of thumb of what happens if the man is married to two women, how do you decide which one to do Yibum or Chalitza with? That's what the Gemara as well will discuss on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Then our Mishnah will introduce us to the case of someone who is a Machzir Grushaso, someone who remarries a woman that he had divorced and is over a Lav, or someone who marries a woman that he had done chalitza with. So here we have a very important machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and that is whether those Yisurim, which are called chayve lavin, it's not a chayve karis, whether they produce mamzeris. We've made reference to this machlokis earlier. We had it earlier on daf mem amud beis as well as other places. So our daf will have that very, very important machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether Chayve Lavin produce Mamzerus or not. And the Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Beis will recount the discussion in the Beis Medrash about that particular issue. So let's Beis Hashem begin. Four lines from the bottom, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Arba Achin Nisun Arba Noshim. There were four brothers that were married to four different women, Umesu, and all the brothers died. And then there are other brothers. That's not spelled out in the Mishnah, but it has to be that there are other brothers. Imratzu agodol shabem liyabem eskulan. If one of the brothers wants to do yibum with all four of the wives, harishus biyado, he's allowed to. Period. That was case number one. Misha yinasui l'shtei nashim. If you have a man who is married to two different women, which of course, al pi dinei Torah is permissible, us in Ashkenaz, don't do that because of the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom. However, the mace, if the two women died, now the mitzvah of Yibum is only with one of them, is to marry one of the brother's wives. So then in such a case, the Mishnah tells us an important rule, bottom line on Megillah Mebeis, Biyasa o Chalitzasa Shalachmas Mehen Poteres Sarasa. Once there is either Bia for Yibum with one of the wives, so if Reuven does Yibum with his deceased brother Shimon, had two wives with one of those wives, so then in such a case, Poteres Tzarasa, then the other wife is now exempt. She can now marry anybody else, as well as Chalitza. As long as Chalitza is done, then that also takes care of that issue. The Mishnah continues on Tam Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Haisa Achas Ksher V'Achas Psula. If one of the women was Kasher Lekuna and the other one was Pasul, the Mishnah has an interesting rule that if, let's say, for whatever reason, the previous wife of Shimon, we have two women, one of them, for example, Rashi explains, was already had been divorced once before. She was a grusha. A grusha is Aser Lekohen. So, if we have a case of where one is a kosher, and one of them was a pasul because she was a grusha, so the Mishnah tells us interesting halachim, that if chalitza is going to be done by Reuven to his deceased brother's wife, in such a case he should do chalitza to the one who's already pasul. The reason for that is because chalitza makes a woman pasul lakuna. So we want to minimize the amount of women that are pasul lakuna. So you should do chalitza, in our case, to the one that was already divorced, because anyhow, she prior was usher to the kohen. V'imaya miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira. And if he's going to do yibum, so then in such a case, he should do yibum with the one who is kosher. And here, many explain, that means he could do Yibum with the one that is Kasher. Not that he's Mechuyev to do Yibum, but he can do Yibum to the Kasher. The Gemara is bothered, probably what many of you are bothered by in the Lashon HaMishnah, on the opening words, and that is, the Gemara asks three lines from the top, Arba Achin Salka Daitach? Are we talking about with four brothers who had died? So then, if there are only four brothers, then who is there to do Yibum with the wives of these four brothers? Ela Ema Arba Meachin, four of brothers. In other words, there were more than four brothers. that you have to read the Mishnah that there were in that family more than four brothers. Harishus b'yado, the Gemara analyzes that we had learned in the Mishnah that the halacha is that one brother can marry all of the wives. Asks the Gemara, v'shafkilei, do we let him do that? V'atanya, didn't we learn? The pasuk says, v'karu lo ziknei iro. In the context of a man who has the mitzvah of yibum and wants to do chalitza, so the zakenim called to him, the pasuk says, hein v'lo shluchan. Number one, the zakenim themselves and don't do a shliach. V'dibru elav, and they speak to him. Malamid shemesin lo etzehu genes, and they give him good advice. Malamid shemesin lo etzehu genes lo. Shim hayahu yelad v'hi zakena, if he was very young and she's very old, in the case of the yibum. Or, hu zaken v'hi yalda, he's old and she's young. Amrullah, malacha etzel yalda, malacha etzel zakena, they discourage him to do yibum because they don't think it's going to work out. Klei chetzel shekemoscha, go to someone who's your age. V'al tasim k'tata bebeischa, and don't create a machlokis in your house. In other words, yibum, the zakenim do a wise analysis, it's such a stama mitzvah. It's got to work. And if chasachil will create machlokis, an important gemara about shalom bayis over here, then the mitzvah of yibum is discouraged, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah. Well, Gemara in Sota tells us, we even erase the Shem Hashem for shalom bayis. Lo tzricha, so what's the kasha? The kasha over here is that to bring four women at once will be something very difficult. Rashi explains in the second line that the difficult part is ubamei yifarnes kulam, how he's going to be able to support all of them. Lo tzricha davshalei, says the Gemara, it must be a case of where he's very wealthy and he could support all of them. Asks the Gemara, yachi afilu tuvanami, if that would be so, why did the Mishnah give us example of four yivamos? Even more than that, etza tova kamashmala, because we're giving an etza dalid in as much as four yivamos he could take in tfei lo, but more than that is too much. In order that he have relations with all, each one of them once a month. Rashi explains in Dibur Maaseh Ona Bechodesh that the Ona of a Talmid Chacham is once a week, as the Gemara in Ksubis on Samach Beis and Beis describes. And therefore, if there would be more than four Yevamos, so then in such a case, then each one of them would not get an Ona with their husband. The Mishnah had taught us, Misha Yenasu L'Shtei Nashim, that if Shimon dies with two wives, so then in such a case, then the brother Reuven does Yibum or Chalitza with one of them. The Gemara now asks, V'niyabim L'Tarvayu, why doesn't he do Yibum with both of them? Amar B'chia Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, Rabbi B'chia answers, says the Pasuk, Asher Lo Yivne Esbeis Achiv, that the Torah says that if we do Chalitza, the Zakenim exclaim, Kocha Yaselisha Shelo Yivna is Beis Achiv. That this is what's done to somebody who doesn't build, in other words, marry his Yavama. But it says Beis Achiv, Bayis Echad Hu Baina. He's supposed to just build one house. Ve'ein Bonesh Shnei Batim, and he's not supposed to build two houses from him. Asks the Gemara, V'nachlitz L'Tarvayu, why doesn't he do Chalitza with both? In other words, in the case of where he elects to do chalitza, not be mekayim the mitzvah, despite the encouragement or discouragement of the zakenim, depending on the situation, but if he's doing chalitza, he should do chalitza to both of them. Answers the Gemara, it says, it's described as the house of chalutz hanal, and that is in the singular. One house you do chalitza on, in other words, one yivama, vein chalitz shnei batim. And you don't do chalitza on two of the yavamos. Asks the Gemara, v'niyabim l'chada v'nachlitz l'chada. Let him do yibum on one and chalitza on the other. Says the Gemara, amakra, the pasuk says, im lo yachpots. Let's see that pasuk in Parshas Kisei, dvarim chafei zayin, v'im lo yachpots ha'ish l'kacha ses yivimta, v'also yivimta yashar el azakenim. So it says, if the man does not want ha'chafets, yiyabim. But if he wants, then he'll do yibum. What do we learn from this? Kol ha'oila liyibum oila l'chalitza. Whoever is able to do yibum, that's the person that could do chalitza. V'kol she'ein oila liyibum, ein oila chalitza. And whoever cannot do yibum, cannot do chalitza. Now, in this case, after he did yibum with one of them, then he can no longer do yibum with the other. If that's why, because the halacha is that bayis echad hu boine velo boine shnei batim. So you can't do yibum with the second one. If he can no longer do yibum with the second one, so then in such a case, kol sheino liyibum eino lechalitza, then he doesn't do chalitza. Because chalitza cannot be done by someone who can't do yibum. Va'oid. And the Chachamim also made a gzeira that you can't do chalitza for another reason. Shelo yamru bayis miktsas banui u'miktsasai chalutz. That people will say, well, he did a part yibum and he did a part chalitza on the house. V'yomru, and what will come out of that? Idim yabein v'hadar chalutz hachanami. If there would be just yibum and chalitza, then there isn't a takala that will come out to it, from it. Ela dil mechalitz v'hadar miyabein. But if he first did chalitza, and then he did yibum, so then there was already a iser of lo yivne, because once you do chalitza, then yibum cannot be done. Ve'ema, now the Gemara asks, maybe you should read the pasuk in a totally different way, which will change many of our understandings of Hilchos Yibum. And that is, ve'ema ki ika chada, if there's one woman that falls to him, to sky mitzvahs yibum, then you should fulfill the mitzvah of yibum with one. Ki ika tarti, but if there's two, lo tiskayim mitzvahs yibum. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying, that you, if there are two yivamas, then you don't do mitzvahs yibum at all. Says the Gemara, will work backwards and say that can't be correct. Im kein saras erva das rachman alamali. If that would be so, then when would we ever have the famous case of saras erva that's asur? If you say that every time two yivamas fall to him, there is no mitzvah because it's no longer one bayis, but it's two batim, so then you would never have the case of Tsaras Erva being aser, because she's already potter, because she's a second yivama. So why the Torah after aser it? Hashta shtayim ba'al ma'amrit la b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu, if you're going to say that two in general, that they're not b'nei chalitza and b'nei yibum, so Tsaras Erva mi bayi? Would you even need to tell us that she's aser? Must be that the halach is that two yivamas are mutter, and he does yibum with one of them. The Gemara answers, no. Alama lo itzrich. No, you still would need the gzeres ha-kosef. Sal kadaita chamina erva avroi kaima v'tisyabim tzarasa. When it comes to an erva, if one of them that felt him is an erva, so then in such a case, then she stands outside. In other words, because you can't do yibum with her at all. And then you would have Havmina to do Yibum with the Tzara, but it's not like the case of two women Yivamos generally that fall, that you would, in theory, think that you'd be potter to do Yibum with both of them. Even if you held such a thing, Kamash Malan, the Chidush, by the Tzara is Da Asira, then nevertheless there's an Iser to do Yibum with the Tzara. Ella, when the Torah says, Yivimto, Yivimto, Reba. When it says Yivimto, twice it's coming to tell you that you could do Yibum even if there are two Yivamos that fall at the same time. Hence, if two Yivamos fall at the same time, as our Mishnah says, he does Yibum with one of them, and then there's no need to do Chalitza with the other. And then the Tzara is exempted. We also learned them in our Mishnah, Haisa Achas Ksheira, if one of the Yivamos that falls to the brother is a ksheira and one is apostle, and Rashi learned that one of them was divorced and usher to a kohen. So that we learned in our Mishnah that if he's going to do chalitza, if Reuven's going to do chalitza, he should do chalitza with the apostle. Amar of Yosef Kan Shana Rebbe Lo Yishpach Adam Meiboro VaAcherim Tzrichin Lahem. It was in this context that Rebbe said that a person should not pour wasted things into a pit when other people could drink from it. In other words, over here, why make this woman possible if she is a kosher to Kohanim, and instead of doing chalitza with the woman who's a kosher, do chalitza with the woman who's any apostle to Kohanim, and that falls into the category of li yishpach adam meibaro v'acherim tzrichin lahem. Why ruin this woman for the case of kuhuna? We have a new Mishnah, Machzir Grishasa, someone who's over in Iser and marries his Grusha. If a man has divorced a woman, he's allowed to marry her, only if she hasn't gone and married somebody else. says Rashi, Masu Hushasim Mishanises. Vahanoise Chalutzasa. Another Isser is for a man to marry a woman he already did Chalitza with. Vahanoise Eskrevas Chalutzasa. Or he marries a relative of a chalitza. A mother or a sister is also aser, and the Gemara is going to elaborate this. Yotz on this. Yotzi, the halacha is that they're not allowed to stay together. V'havlad mamzer. And the child is a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. In our introduction to the daf, we mentioned that this is a seminal machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and that is, when a person violates an iser lav, does that produced mamzerus? Rabbi Akiva says yes. V'chachamim ein avlad mamzer. Umoidim b'noise grayvas grushasai shavlan mamzer. The one case where the chachamim are moda is where he marries the relatives of his grusha. So then, in such a case, in other words, a man divorced a wife, and then he married her relatives. So then, in such a case, then that's a case of chayve krisus. Says the Gemara in the last. Does Rabbi Akiva hold that the iser of marrying the relatives of the chalitza is an iser d'araisa, that the vlad is a mamzer? In this case, Rabbi taught us achos grusha midivrei Torah, that this one's divorcee sister is an iser d'araisa, achos chalitza midivrei sofrim. That's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So we see that the Isser is only Mid-Rabbanan. How come we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to create Mamzerus, even the case of Krovas Chalutzaso? Says Gemara, we have to change the gears. Tani Krovas Grushaso. Rabbi Akiva was not talking about Krovas Chalutzaso, but rather Krovas Grushaso. Hachinami Mistabra, and it's parallel this way in the Seifa. Diktani Seifa, Moidim B'Noisei Krovas Grushaso Shavlan Mamzer. That the Chacham Armoda, that if a man marries the relatives of his grusha, that would create mamzerus. He analyzes the Gemara. If we're going to say that above, that was also Rabbi Akiva's topic, then it makes sense, the expression moidim. But if we're going to say the Gemara, and specifically Rabbi Akiva was not talking about that, my umoidim, what is the expression of moidim? What are they being moda to? If Rabbi Akiva had mentioned that, then they're being moda to what Rabbi Akiva said above. Says Gemara, that's not a full proof. V'dilma hakamashmalan. Maybe it's coming to tell you the following. D'yesh mamzer michayve krisus. That they're moda, that there is a case of mamzerus, and that is a case of chayve krisus, and krovas grushaso is a case of chayve krisus, and that's what the moda means. That even though we disagree with you on chayve lavin, explains Rashi in Nimar Maschil Vidilma, but nevertheless, when it comes to chayve krisus, we hold that way. Asks the Gemara, that's difficult to say that that's what the modim is. Haktani lalikamon, ezo mamzer. We're going to have later on Mishnah memtesam and aleph. What is a mamzer? Kol sher basar shu b'loyavai divrei Rabbi Akiva. A mamzer is anytime they're over the Yisr of Lo Yavo. That's going to be featured already in the Machlokas during Rabbi Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Akiva, where the Chayve Krisus produces Mamzeres. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, while Rabbi Akiva holds even Chayve Lamin. So why do we have to say over here, Rabbi Mod Rabbanan? Vidilma says the Gemara, Kasasan Lantana Ki Rabbi Shimon HaTimni. And maybe we'll say, well, the Tana here is trying to emphasize it's not only Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, but even the Stam Rabbanan hold that way. In Cain, listening Shar Chayve Krisus. But if that would be so, then it should say other Chayve Krisus. Krovas Grushaso Lamali. Why does it refer specifically to Krovas Grushaso? Ela Shmai Mina Ayriba. So it must be that the Modim is not talking about that they're Moda Chayve Krisus, but they're being Moda on Krovas Grushaso. And that means that the previous topic of Rabbi Akiva also included Krovas Grushaso, and changed the girsa of the Mishnah, that the appropriate girsa is not Krovas Chalutzaso, but rather Krovas Grushaso. Says the Gemara, V'dilma lo'olam lo'yariba. Maybe we're not talking about Krovas Grushaso, and maybe our reading of Rabbi Akiva isn't necessarily correct. V'aydi d'tanu ma'atzi grushaso v'nosa chalutzaso v'krovas chalutzaso. Tonanami Krovas Grushaso. Once we spoke about other krovim, so we mentioned krovas grushaso as well, even though Rabbi Akiva didn't necessarily not talk about it. Ella, krovas gruchalutsaso Rabbi Akiva have a mamzer. But then what would come out is that we're saying that we take the Mishnah literally, and Rabbi Akiva is saying that krovas chalutsaso is mamzer. How is that? Why should it be that krovas chalutsaso is a mamzer? Didn't we learn Reish Lakish say on earlier Mem on the base that krovas chalutzaso is only an Isur Durabban? The rationale of Rabbi Akiva is Dama Krobes Chalutz Hano. Hakos of Kro Beso. The Torah refers to the Chalutza as Beis Chalutz Hanal. And since it's referred to as his bias, even though he didn't marry her, but nevertheless it's referred to as Beis Chalutz Hanal, so then he's considered in that regard, she's considered like his wife. The Chalutza is Beso, like his wife, and the Mela, the Krovos have the din of like one's wife's Krovim, and they're prohibited min HaTorah according to Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Shimon, our Rabbi, HaKol Moindim B'machzer Grushasai, Shavlad Pogum LeKuhuna. Even if we have we find it difficult to say that there's going to be that the Vlad is a mamzer according to the Rabbanan, nevertheless, machzer grushaso, the child is considered pogum likuhuna. Let's take a look at Rashi on the top of the yod, mem dalet on the base, shavlat pogum v'myolda bas psula likuhuna kichalala. At this stage, the Gemara is saying that she's going to be puzzled like a chalala. Man hakol modim, who is everybody agree? Shimon HaTimni. Da'af agav damer Shimon HaTimni ein mamzer mechai v'lavin, even though mem tesam et aleph. Shimon HaTimni holds that you don't have a mamzer from chai v'lavin. It's true that the offspring is not a mamzer, pogum mihavi, but the child is considered a pogum, and Rashi explained, like a chalol, if it's a girl, it would be usher, the offspring would be usher to a kohen. How do we know this? We learn out a kal v'chomer from the halachas of almana. Uma almana l'kohen gadol. Even though when we have an Isur Lav, then Alman is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol. Shein Isur Shave B'chol Binah. Excuse me, Shein Isur Shave, that the Isur is not the same with every person. In other words, the Alman is only Usur to a Kohen Gadol, yet nevertheless, Binah Pogum, if she has relations to a Kohen Gadol, and she has an offspring of a daughter, then the child is a Pogum. So, this one, when it comes to Machzir Grushaso, Shisura Shava Bechol, everybody has that Isur. Eino Din Shebina Pogum. Then certainly wouldn't the child be considered a Pogum? Asks the Gemara. You could disagree with that logic. Ikal Mifrach, one can ask, Mala Almana Shekain Hi Atzma Mischalelas. Number one, the reason why the child, the offspring, is a Chalala is because the Almana herself becomes a Chalala. And Rashi explains two lines from the top that if the Kohen Gadol dies, if there was an Almana who is over the Lav and marries the Kohen Gadol, then she's also even to a Kohen Hedyet. So that's why the offspring becomes a Chalala, because she herself becomes a Chalala. Va'od, and another difference between the two, and why Almana the Kohen Gadol might be different, Va'od hi te'eva k'siv, ve'ein bonea to'eva. When the Pasuk says, we're talking about Machzir Grushaso, in contrast to Almana L'Kohen Gadol, when the Pasuk says, Lo yuchal baila rishon asher shalcha loshu l'kachta liyos ol isha acharei asher hutama, the Isser, a Machzir Grushaso in Chavdala Dalit, the Torah says, Ki se'eva hi, that she's a to'eva, ve'ein bonea to'evin, but lav dafka does the offspring become to'eva. Va'od, and another difference why Almana L'Kohen Gadol might produce chalolim, and not Machzir Grushaso. Va'otanya Machzir Grushaso va'anose chalutzaso va'anose kruvas chalutzaso. Rabbi Akiva Omer ein lo ba kiddushin ve'ino tzricha meno get v'hi psula v'vlada psulin v'kofen osa lahotzi. V'chacham Omer yesh lo ba kiddushin tzricha meno get v'hi ksheira v'vlada kosher. If someone violates the Isser of Machzir Grushaso, the Chachamim say the kiddushin is valid and you need a get, and the offspring is kosher. And we analyze Laman, lav l'kahuna. Doesn't seem to indicate that the offspring is even kosher l'kahuna. So Gemara rejects this riot. Lo l'kol. It means to call. In other words, that she still will be yasser l'kahuna if it's a girl. Ihachi hik sheira l'man. So then in what way is she kosher? Ilei melekol. If we're going to say the chiddush is that they could marry another Jew, pshita, that is pashut. Mishum dezanya afsala l'kol. If the mother was mezana, does the offspring come pasul l'kol? Elalav l'kahuna. Must be that the chiddush here is that she's also kosher l'kahuna. So we have a beferisha brisa that seems to support that the offspring of Masa Grushasa are kosher l'kahuna. Umidihi l'kahuna, and just like she's kosher l'kahuna, vlada nami l'kahuna. Then the vlad is also going to be kosher l'kahuna. So what emerges? Reb Yossi, now that we learned on the bottom of Memdalit Amarav, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Shimba Rebbe, who had said that the child is a pogum l'kahuna, Masa Grushasa, Chura is difficult from this brisa. What will Rav Yosef respond? Midi Irya. Is this a strong proof? Just because she's kasher l'kahuna is for sure the child kasher l'kahuna as well. Hakidi Isa v'hakidi Isa. There is one halacha vis-a-vis her status to the kuna, and then there's another halacha, and that is the offspring being also to the kuna. Hakinam mistabra. And the Gemara claims that this is logical. Diktani Resha, hi psula, uvlada psula. In the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, we learned that both she is pasul and the vlad is pasul. Hi psula man, what does it mean that she is pasul? Ilay mekol, mishum dezanya isle lekol. The above logic that we mentioned before. Just because she was mezana, automatically she's pasul lekol. Elalav lekuhuna. Must be Rabbi Akiva saying that she's asukuna. Vlad the pasul leman, and what does it mean that the vlad is pasul? Ilem lekuna halakol kosher. Are you going to say that it means that she's pasul lekuna? That would infer that she's kosher lekahal, but that doesn't make sense in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Ha'amar Rabbi Akiva vlad mamzer ela pshita lekal. Within Rabbi Akiva, it seems as pasul that the vlad is asur lekal. Umedereisha hakadisa. Even though in the reisha the woman is kosher lekahal, the child is pasul kol v'hakidisa seifanami seifatu. According to the chachamim, hakidisa v'hakidisa, as we learned above, that's to tell us that even though the mother is mutter the kohen, the daughter is going to be aser the kohen. We had argued above v'hi toeva, that dafka she is toeva and not the child. Isn't that what the pasuk seems to indicate? V'hi toeva. Nami he toeva, ve'ein sarasa toeva, that she also is a toeva as well as her offspring, but her tsara is not a toeva, ava banea toavin, but her child is an iser cholol and falls into the category of toeva. Ela almana kasha, but we had a difficulty from almana, and that is that we learned the kal v'chomer from almana l'koin gadol, that when it comes to Almana l'kohen gadol, she's different. Why? Because mala almana shekein hi atzma mischaleles. We learn that almana is unique because she becomes mischaleles. Then the child becomes a pogum l'kahuna. But in the case of machzir grushaso, where she does not become mischaleles, then it would not be logical that her child be mischaleles. So the Gemara says you have to reread that kal v'chomer when it comes to almana l'kohen gadol. Everybody agrees when there's relations with chayve krisus that the child becomes a pogum. Man hakol modim, Rabbi Yoshua. That's following the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua. Da'afagav the Rabbi Yoshua. Even though Rabbi Yoshua had said ein mamzer mechayve krisus, that there isn't mamzer according to Rabbi Yoshua, even in the case of chayve krisus. The child is not considered a mamzer, but is considered a pogum. And that kal v'chomer is learned from almana. Pogum zushi sira shava b'chol. That when it comes to chayv krisus, that the iser
applies to everybody. Enudin shem bina pogum. Then certainly the child is a pogum. So now the Gemara has gone back to that kal v'chomer, and the last question has remained. We had three rayos that machzir grushaso, the child would be different than the case of almana l'kohen gadol, that the child should not be a pogum when it comes to machzir grushaso, even though almana l'kohen gadol, the child is considered a pogum. Two of those proofs were thrown away. One, we just learned above, that he toeva you could read differently. The other is the way in which you read the Shitas Chachamim in the Braisa that we discussed above. However, we said, El Almana Kasha, two lines into the wide. When it comes to Almana, then you have a strong Kasha, and therefore the Gemara seems to have abandoned this idea that Machzir Grushaso, the Vlad, would be a pogum, even according to Shimon HaTimni. The Gemara is abandoning Shitas Rav Yosef, and now we're going back to an analysis of the Kal V'chomer Me Almana, and what Rav Yosef was teaching us must be something else, and that is, he's teaching us within Shitas Rabbi Yoshua, as we just read, the Afakav Dom Rabbi Yeshua, Ein Mamzer V'chayvei Krisus, Nihide Mamzer Lo Havei, Pogum Mia Havei, and that's exactly the words of Rav Yosef on the bottom of Mem Dalid Amid Aleph. Mikav lechomer me'almana. Uma almana l'koyin gadol sheni sura shav b'chol b'no pogum. Zushi sura shav b'chol. Eino din she b'no pogum. Continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. V'chi taima. Ma almana shekein hi atzma l'chalalas. What maybe you'll argue as follows. That the almana, she herself becomes a chalala. And only where the mother becomes a chalala does the offspring become a chalala as well. Hachanami no. Here the woman is also mechulelas. Kivan shebala, when the woman has relations with chayvei krisus, asa zona. She has a halachic status of a zona. A zona is possible to marry kuhuna and eat truma. And so she's even more chomer than almana l'kohen gadol. In such a case, then, her offspring can become a chalala as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Dalid in Maseches Yevamos. Be'ezer Hashem for tomorrow, tomorrow's Daf, we will pick up three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Baruch Hashem, I'm glad to be back with you again. It was a very, very busy week this past week with the Talmidim, and that's why we missed learning together most of the week, the Daf, and I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to getting back to our routine together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Mem Dalid in Maseches Yevamos.